Welcome everyone to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight presents True Hill Heat 57. This is our second to last episode to end off 2019, and we are going to be talking about so much pro wrestling news today. We're going to be going over WWE's latest talent releases and wellness violations / suspensions. We're also going to be talking about WWE Hall of Fame Class of 2020, first inductees revealed. We're going to be talking about Week 11 ratings for the Wednesday Night Wars, and whoa, it was a very interesting one this week. And of course, we're going to be talking about all of the jam-packed weekend of wrestling ahead for us, ROH Final Battle 2019, NWA Into the Fire, as well as WWE Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. It is me, your True Heel Phenom SP3. To my far left over here, we have still bandaged up, but still showing up at every True Heel Heat.
Still showing up to work, man. He will not give up.
This is like another job.
It's like a battle with a battle now. I feel like shit.
I wanted to call out sick, but I couldn't.
I feel like shit. I'm war scarred. I'm coming from like 2 hours of sleep.
Our resident True Heel alcoholic himself, Top Guy JJ.
Why do we love wrestling so much?
Who knows? And to my short left right here.
The short left.
The lovely, the beautiful, the star of the hit segment on the True Heel Heat YouTube channel. Almost 300 views so far in I think like 3 days. Amazing. The lovely princess of all True Heels, Miss Chrissy Love.
That's coming back. Yes, that's coming back. Woo! Yeah, that's coming back. That's coming back. No, listen. Hold on. Listen, man. You know, I was deprived of this, man. I was deprived of my good stuff, man.
I know. You only bring like one.
I had like one or two. Like, it was sad, man. It was sad. Yeah. The nip bar is back, man. You know what I mean? The nip bar is back, yo. I'm just waiting for my man Chris to say something slick or say something smart, because you know, I'm just waiting on the bodega comment from that coming from somewhere. But
yeah,
you know,
wow. It's probably until coming then. Pretty soon. But yes, we got to start off every True Heel with our True Heel roll call, where we shout out all those contributing to the True Heels group page, to our YouTube channel as well. So we want to shout out our.
Sorry if I just did that. I just had to do a quick like audio test to see if I was hearing us, because I had a couple comments saying that they couldn't hear the audio. So if you can't hear the audio, you might want to turn the volume on or turn the silent off.
Who did that?
Maybe, possibly. I don't know. Was it more than one person?
No, it's actually one of our very top people, so I had to check.
Okay, so it's his problem. Oh, it sounds like personal
problem. Damn.
Our top three conversation starters are True Heel Trinity. Coming in at number three, the true face of the True Heels group, Steve Salvage. Number two, dropping down from number one for the first time in over like 2 months.
What?
The Negro Buck himself, Nick Jackson. Why? Because back at number one is he's a very controversial figure on the True Heels group page, Jamie Tanak. Jamie Tanak went off on Monday Night Raw as well as NXT last night. He went off on so many things, so I think that's why he's back at that number one spot.
I don't mean to interrupt, but if you can't hear, exit it and come back and go back in. Go back in, like exit it and then go back in. I mean, guys, yeah, just 2019 for fuck's sakes. Huh? Like, for fucking crying out loud, just exit the goddamn app and enter it back.
Oh, okay.
Like, I love y'all, but Jesus.
What he said. Anyway, we gotta shout out a couple of the True Heels. Chris Moore, Julio Ruiz, Tiffany Marie, Victor Balot, Jake Justin, and Anderson, Rod Barr, and Eddie Hernando.
Are these new people?
Yeah, these are all new True Heels to the True Heels group page.
I'm just welcome, saying, we gonna enter this show, and I'm not gonna say nothing. Hey, bro!
Hey.
What's up? This hat is everything,
thank
yo.
You.
I don't know about that stupid ass glove that he had on. That shit had a broke nigga come on here thinking he could snap fingers, and his finger don't work.
Styling.
But you know,
that's
you know.
What he thinks.
Yeah, listen.
My finger works just well.
Okay.
Anyway,
a couple of
the subscribers to our YouTube channel, we got a shout out. BJ Reynoso, one of my longtime friends, he just subscribed to our YouTube channel. Martinza, R and Robin Davis. Thank you all for subscribing to our YouTube channel. Probably due to the success of SmackDown with the Lynches.
No.
Who's killing it on our YouTube channel. Or the Romeo Report. Or Joints and Jabronis, which is my favorite new show to the Drew Hill Group page. Dark Power as well with the Stat King. I'm going to probably get the Stat King to do a weekly legal consultation to Rusev, Lana, and Bobby Lashley, because his input on that storyline is amazing.
It's top notch. It is top notch.
He's giving them legal advice, and he told Lana
it is top notch.
She does not have to get a restraining order. Shout out to the Stat King for that. That he goes into.
Shout out to the Stat King for that.
And it's universal.
As long as you're in the United States.
Just saying.
Idiot.
Special announcements that we gotta say. Our new show review is coming to the True Hill Heat YouTube channel. It's called 20 by 20 Impact with our good friend from the 20 by 20 podcast, Nathan McFly.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Coming very, very, very soon. True Hill Heat sir. Sponsored match. Hold on.
So you know we gotta do our ritual, man. You know we gotta do our ritual.
You can't forget one for.
Listen. So. Shout out to Stash!
Security Stash!
Woo! Shout out to Stash, you know what I mean?
There you go.
You know? I got a full house in here tonight.
We got a full house behind the camera. We got a full house in front of the camera. But like I said, 20 by 20 Impact is coming to the True Hill Heat YouTube channel. Our True Hill Heat sponsored match for Battle Club Pro One for All on January 4th. Listen to me very closely. It's an anything goes singles match. It's going to be an intergender anything goes match.
I'm plugged in. I'm just making sure. They can't hear me.
You're plugged. You're good.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hey, you guys.
Shout out to the True Hills and shout out to the Spotlight. Salute, everybody. Bring that in.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Boom. Hell yeah.
Holidays, all that good stuff.
See, yeah, I put holiday cheer. I don't know. It's the holidays, people. We get ugly Christmas sweaters.
Well, we got one more episode before we finish up.
Why are we supposed to dress up that
2019.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to wear.
Okay, first of all.
I'm ready for next week.
First of all, I'm ugly enough. I don't need to wear an ugly sweater.
Wow. That is not true.
I actually agree with that. I actually agree with that.
I don't want to become an abomination and a freaking computer glitch on here by wearing both the ugly sweater and have to deal with my ugly mouth.
But back to our announcements. True Hill Heat sponsor match for Battle Club Pro One for All on January 4th. It's going to be Nick Gage going one-on-one with Jessica Havoc. As previously announced, it's an anything goes singles match. But I have given the privilege from our good friend Joakim Morales to announce to you, our public on True Hill Heat, if you are in the New York area, if you're in the New Jersey area, you need to come on down to Battle Club World One for All. Nick Gage versus Jessica Havoc will be a bring your own weapons anything goes match. That means you bring your chairs, you bring your pans, you bring your garbage can lids, and they will use it during the match.
Wow.
Anything goes, bring your own weapons to all the fans at Battle Club Pro. So we are sponsoring that match, and I couldn't have it any other way.
Wow.
So January 4th,
that's pretty cool.
That's Battle Club Pro One for All in New Jersey. But then January 12th, we'll be back at Love Story Bar in Brooklyn. Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill is on Sunday, January 12th, and we're going to be having our viewing party at the Love Story Bar in Brooklyn once again, our second ever viewing party, and the lovely Miss Chrissy Love will be hosting the all-female podcast.
Huh? Woo-woo. It's okay, friend. You made a mistake.
No, I don't think we can.
What?
Listen, man, I like my guy, drunk guy JJ, man. So just to confirm, no, we cannot bring a firearm to the show. We cannot bring a pistol to the show.
Oh, can I bring a...
Yeah, I knew it was a comment that he was laughing at.
I thought you said legend, and then you said love story. I'm sorry.
No, I don't laugh. Come on, man, SP3.
On our all-female podcast on January 12th with Chrissy Love, already confirmed is Jenna from the Mixed Tag Show. She will appear on our all-female podcast
Beautiful.
With Miss Chrissy Love. A huge shout-out and a thanks to AJ Kirch of MLW, MLW's lead color commentator. He recorded a drop for True Ill Heat 56. You'll probably see it at the start of True Ill Heat 57 as well. Shouts out to Brody Brosiv as well, his alter ego. He also gave us a shout out where he mispronounced our name of our podcast. So you'll see that very soon. He mispronounced it on purpose because I deleted a video, unfortunately, with him and Glenn. But shout out to Glenn. Thank you, Glenn, for helping us out with bringing AJ Kirch and shouting out True Hill Heat. We appreciate that. We thank you very kindly.
My man, Glenn.
And then for our final episode, True Hill Heat, final episode of 2019, next week, True Hill Heat 58 will be our True Heels year-end awards. If you guys don't remember, go to our YouTube channel. Take a look at True Hill Heat year-end awards for 2018. I was all decked out from head to toe. Great gray suit, and I announced all the hits. I was the best award-winning black man as a host since Kevin Hart. Oops, Kevin Hart was never a host of an award show. So I'm better than Kevin Hart. Sorry, I'm better than Kevin Hart. Yes, I was, and I will be back again, but I have a co-host this year. Now, Chrissy Love will probably be looking beautiful. Top Guy JJ will probably be getting drunk. So I gotta call in reinforcements. I have called in Battle Club Pro, Major League Wrestling own Mark Adam Haggerty will be live on True Hill Heat 58 to help me host our award show. So how about it?
It's great.
What?
Yes. Mark Adam Haggerty. I've got a professional pro wrestling ring announcer to be one of our hosts.
Listen,
for our award show.
You might be onto something if he's as smart as Joe King.
Of course right. He is. Of course. You don't remember when Joe Kim bigged him up on the show?
This is very true.
I remember that. That's how I just linked the two together.
Well, I did
goodness
say
gracious.
Bro, that could have been your way of
yeah, I mean, that, I mean, that's
anyway,
obvious. So, I have actually, what the hell just happened? I mean, this is my thought process. So, I have an idea, right? I haven't even told y'all about this. I haven't even talked to y'all about this. This is literally going to take 2 minutes to produce. I'm sorry. Am actually not always a bad guy. So sometimes I like to bear gifts from some people. So if you, the members of the Spotlight or the True Heels, I need y'all help. How many subscribers are we on for YouTube?
317. So
317.
Wow.
So by the end of 2019, if you can help us get to 375 before the year's over, if you can let us know and let SP3 know how many subscribers you were able to get onto our True Hills YouTube page, I'm in a prime position and one of the best retailers in all of America. I am a part, so you're gonna see some cool stuff right now. So I work at a really, really cool place. It's called Bath and Body Works. So if you ever had a lady or a friend or a side piece, if you know anything that you've ever had, if you haven't gotten a gift or gotten somebody something from here, you're missing out on life. So, this here is obviously for my girl Chrissy Love.
Thank you.
That's sweet.
So if you're into the holiday season, this candle is everything. And that is probably, I remember you talking about that fragrance before. So this here is something that I felt that you would have really enjoyed.
Yes. Oh,
and listen, so I'm not a bad guy always to my co-host as well. So
yay,
I got something. So this is going to help keep the focus because, you know, you got a lot of focusing to do for the year 2020. So this is for my boy
SP.
Wow,
yeah, you
okay.
Definitely.
Cool. So I came bearing gifts. So
so
wash your ass and focus your mind. You know, because, you know, you're fucking dirty.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I ain't forget one more. So I know my steam producer is kind of sensitive. So I made sure I got something pretty good. It's very like a soft aloe, and then it's a nice hair because this motherfucker got like 10 million pounds of hair. So
that's
all for him too.
Baby's bottom, right?
Yes. So that's all good for a baby's bottom. It's good for everybody's bottom. So please. So if any of you want in on this, like I swear to God, send SP the handle, the name, and how many people you were able to subscribe by the end of the year, by the end of 2019. How many people you were able to get subscribed, I swear you will get a bigger gift than they just got.
Ooh.
That is on my word. You will get it. Just send me the handle, your address, and it will be sent directly to you.
What if they can get us to four?
If they can get us to four, then I will double what I've already promised.
Wow.
Oh, well, I
and he keeps his promises, guys.
I don't make a lot of promises.
I don't usually compliment Top Guy JJ, but that's a very good idea. So you guys listen to him. Stay, you know, you can hit me up on my inbox, hit us up on our YouTube channel, and let us know how many subscribers you brought to True Hill.
Wait, I don't need to get into AA.
Let's hear from the spotlight in the
crew. I love my alcohol. All
right, True Hill, Steve Salvage says, I'm still waving on my t-shirt.
Oh. I told you on the last episode, it's in the mail. It's not my fault that PWTs take a month to deliver it to you, Steve. You gave me your address. I ordered it last time. I told you on True Hill Heat 56. What the fuck were you paying attention to?
He just wanted stuff.
I'm just saying, though. It's not my fault. PWTs.
I'm sorry, Steve,
that
you can't get the shirt. Hopefully you get it by the new year.
He also says that Kevin Hart is taller.
Steve, you lucky you're a religious man. That's all I'm gonna say.
HOG trainee Bruno, the Peruvian pimp, says
he's back.
He's back, and he's asking if you're gonna cosplay as Teddy Long again.
I was better looking than Teddy Long. I'm a better dancer than Teddy Long. How dare you, Bruno? How dare you? You're lucky you're following the footsteps of Eddie Guerrero, Gino Medina, and all those other people. So you keep on keeping on. And I'm just going to leave it alone at that.
Ron Williams says, my birthday was yesterday. I turned 39.
Happy birthday!
All right.
He shared with my grandma.
He's one step away from 40. And he shares it with my sister. My sister's birthday was yesterday.
Grandma was yesterday, yes.
Nice.
And Austin is back in the cut. He says, Christy stole Jimmy Wang Yang's hat.
Okay.
It's
so
the Undertaker.
This looks better than anything that Jimmy Wang Yang has ever worn in his life.
It kind of looks like the Undertaker hat, though.
Thank you. Yeah. I would prefer the Undertaker.
She prefers the Undertaker.
Austin doesn't have any taste, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's true. Well, let's get into our top news. WWE's latest talent releases and wellness violations and suspension. Oh my God, something that we didn't think would happen in 2019. WWE's actually releasing talent. This week.
Well, and then they asked for, like, how many months ago, though?
Yes, he did.
I mean, like, yes. So you wanted to make it, like, a big-ass public thing. Like, why did you just release me when I asked you to?
Hey, many people thought this would not happen, but release talent and suspend talent from wellness violations. Luke Harper, a.k.a. Brody Lee, Sin Cara, The End, The Ascension, were granted their releases over this past weekend. Of course, you remember, we've talked about here on True Hill Heat, Luke Harper asked for his release back in April. Sin Cara asked for his release just 2 months ago. The Ascension has been off of TV for well over a year, and they finally got their release. Also, this past Tuesday, WWE announced suspensions for wellness violations for both Robert Roode and Primo Colon. Robert Roode and Primo both got 30-day suspensions. Primo Colon has not been on TV since early 2018, more than 18 months off of
Word,
TV.
Word, I haven't...
He had been in WWC in Puerto Rico with his dad's promotion, working over there. And in other related news, Oney Lorcan, who also requested his release, ironically, officially re-signed with WWE this week, according to his Twitter. So, what are you guys' thoughts on the talent that finally being released, such as Luke Harper and Sin Cara, who requested their release? Why do you think it was finally granted to them?
Before, you could have just granted to me. Now you want to say, oh yeah, you released me. Like, no, I asked you to bend, take me away. Like, now you want to try to embarrass me and say you fired me? No, assholes.
That's how it was going to happen when they asked for their release.
Well, then let me go then. Why you want to wait and prolong me? I mean, were they still getting paid?
Yeah, they were still getting paid to sit out.
It's not a bad
deal. Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. What about you,
That's
Top
actually
guy,
not
JJ?
A bad deal. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know when you get this, it felt like the yearly exodus of that, you know, when they clean house. They kind of clean house with these guys. I didn't feel anything this time.
You weren't going to feel anything.
I legit didn't feel anything this time. Maybe a little something from Mr. Harper, but I don't feel like, okay.
Is his other friend going to go with him?
I dare anybody say that they care about the Ascension or Sin Cara. Like, I dare you.
Not one.
I fucking dare you.
It's silent. It's going to be like
it's like great. All right. I hope whatever Hunico or whatever the hell he is, like, gets back into his character, because nobody was buying a 6'3 Sin Cara. But it's, I didn't feel anything at all. Like, at
you
all.
You were giving us too
it
much
time. It was like,
anyway.
I got rid of dead weight. This time it was dead weight.
Yeah, I mean, it was two talents that already requested their release, and a talent that had been gone for well over a year. So it kind of made sense to part ways with them. But so where do you see these talents going? I mean, of course, Luke Harper is the main one. Brody Lee is the main one everybody's looking at. Where do you guys see him going?
Harper, to me, fits in AEW.
He does.
I think Harper needs to go in AEW. I think he can make a pretty big splash in AEW because... They know how to give this nice... Because first of all, he's known from the WWE crowd. Mm-hmm. He's known. He's really known. He's somebody that they've been clamoring for a push. He's a former Intercontinental Champion. So I think he actually would be the one person
that would
have steam, that would actually get a reaction. Anyone else, like...
Dustin.
The Ascension, they probably end up in Impact Wrestling.
Mm. I can see that.
I see them. They probably end up in Impact Wrestling.
NWA.
Hunico is probably gonna have another identity in like AAA or something like that. Like I don't see him really getting signed to a major company, but Luke Harper is the real one that I think that's gonna make a It could be as soon as Bash at the Beach. It could be somewhere that he has to make a splash.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Brody Lee coming in with Marty Scurll for the Villain Enterprises in AEW.
Wow!
Because Marty put out the tweet with him and Brody Lee. On his
Instagram, yes.
So he's teasing it. He's teasing it a lot. So I am very interested to see where Brody Lee... Because he's the type of guy who could be good anywhere. He could be good in AEW. He could be good in Impact Wrestling. He could be good in New Japan. Even though I feel like New Japan kind of already has someone in the role he would play in Lance Archer, the IWGP US champion. So I think anywhere else he can make an impact and they would have a role for him. So...
Now, this is kind of like a devil's advocate question. Like, it's obvious that Marty is heading to AEW. I feel like this is pretty obvious. Do you, like, this is just basic. Do you think that he would actually, like, draw, like, a lot of success there?
Yes. Yes, because he's been marginalized so long in ROH.
It's like
ROH treated him like WWE's been treating people like Cesaro and all these guys that have been most underrated for years and years and years.
Right.
They literally spent the last 3 to 4 years pushing everyone in the Elite. The Elite was up here, and everybody else in ROH was somewhere down here. Then the majority of the Elite leave. They have one Elite member who they should push like that.
Right.
And they don't do anything with
him. Because I felt...
That is just embarrassing. Right now, like I said, next week is our award show. Right now, for most underrated wrestler, in the time where WWE is underrating guys like Cesaro, is underrating... there's so many others. Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens.
Samoa Joe.
On the WWE roster. Nah. You know who's leading the vote for most underrated of 2019?
Marty Scurll,
because... ROH had a top guy, a top main eventer who can draw for them, and they haven't done jack shit with him in 2019.
Now, do you think, last question about Marty for me, is do you think that WWE is going to roll out the bank to try to avoid AEW getting the obvious hit?
Yeah, but it's more of rolling out the bank for someone that they're really just trying to sign.
It's like they're playing defense. I feel like it's playing defense.
Exactly.
It's playing defense.
Exactly.
Because they won't utilize him the way AEW would.
And we're going to talk about them in another series of these moves where they're just doing moves to stop AEW from doing something. We're going to talk about that in our top news. But we got to also talk about the wellness violation. Are you guys surprised that there was wellness violations? Because this is the first suspension for wellness since 2016. Paige was the last person to get suspended for wellness back in late 2016. It was her second violation. So it's been more than 3 years since anyone got suspended. Are you guys surprised?
Yes.
So what were you guys...
But also... I guess they had to do something to like be seen, maybe. So it's sad that you have to use these type of tactics, but... It's unfortunate.
I mean, I'm a little bit more surprised with Primo, but I can also understand Primo being caught up in the wellness because he's been off of TV for 18 months. I can imagine he just was at home one day and just smoked a blunt and just and then they knock on his door and they're like, here's a cup, pee in it.
It's just so you can't smoke weed? You can't get hot?
No, you can't do any of that. That's all under wellness.
Wait, first of all, wait a minute. I didn't even know that Primo still worked in the WWE.
Exactly.
That too.
What is he, part of the ring crew with a janitorial team or something?
He had been working at WWC in his father's promotion in Mexico for the last 18 months.
When I seen that, I was like, who?
Jeez.
He worked where?
I thought it was Carlito for a second.
Me too.
I really didn't even know that dude still worked with the damn company.
I thought it was Noah Way Jose too.
Apparently he does.
Take it with you.
So we kind of have similar thoughts on the suspension, but the last question I got for you guys is going back to the releases. Do you see superstars such as The Revival and Mike Kanellis, who also requested their release, do you see them, WWE, eventually granting them those releases?
They're not letting The Revival go. You can let Mike Kanellis go. Goodbye. Thank you.
No, I didn't say if you would. I said, do you see WWE doing that?
No, that's what I'm saying. They're not letting The Revival go. They're not doing that. No.
Yeah.
They're definitely not. But they can definitely let Mike Kanellis go. Him and his wife.
Well, the wife wants to stay. And they just signed a 5-year deal. So, yeah. What about you, Top Guy?
I don't see them letting either one of them go.
Me either.
I don't see either one of them being let go. And this is because that's, again, WWE playing defense. Like, and definitely for the Mike Kanellis thing, like, they know what they have, but they're never going to use it. It's basically just they're basically sheltering somebody right now. Mm-hmm. They're providing enough wealth for him and his wife
and their children
that they don't have to go nowhere, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's going to literally kill his passion for wrestling because he's stuck there for 5 years. But he had to make two decisions. Basically be with the biggest company in the world, but also have a big enough deal to take care of his wife and his kid on the way. So it's like he made two decisions, but he killed one of his passions along the way.
Yep.
His passion for wrestling is going to be done by the time this contract is over. I don't see him wrestling at all. His contract is not over until 2024?
Yeah. When the last time he wrestled?
And then the revival, they're going to pigeonhole him.
He hasn't had a real match in years.
No, it's been a few months. He had a match against Zack Ryder. He lost.
Whatever. Whatever. Honestly, whatever. Pigeonholing. They're gonna pigeonhole the Revival until their last days because they know what they're gonna bring to AEW.
Send them back to
the Revival has one destination in their future. They have one destination in their future.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I feel like Revival is gonna wind up in AEW.
This is a foregone conclusion.
In a year.
Wow. Yes.
Let's hear from the Spotlight and the True Hills before we move on.
Corey Haas has a lot of good comments. He says WWE will do everything they can to keep Revival.
Mm-hmm.
He also says Luke is by far the biggest draw of the four that you named earlier.
Yeah.
Marty will explode in AEW. And he says ROH is so mismanaged and disorganized, it's almost comical.
It really is.
WWE will throw a lot of money at Marty, but it will be similar to Ortiz and company.
And before anybody says a comment about, oh, but Marty has a girlfriend in NXT, they broke up months ago. Move on.
Oh.
Yes, they did.
Did not know that.
That's probably breaking news to a lot of people.
I know it is.
But it's one of those things is that, you know, will it work the way it worked for AJ Styles? Like the way they just threw the bank at AJ Styles wrestling-wise, and then they read him up big time when he was successful. Will it work for Marty Scurll? There's a chance
but
it will.
Marty's not going straight to the main roster.
No, he would go to NXT.
Yeah.
But that would be beneficial for him.
Yep.
I think it's more beneficial to be a top guy in AEW.
No, I completely agree.
Being a very top heavy.
I completely agree.
He's not going to get a big time push on.
But you know the man with the H's is going after him.
Yeah, of course.
The H's.
He also says plus AEW can match anything Vince tosses at him.
Mm. Yeah, for an NXT contract, that's for sure. Yeah.
Drunk guy says Primo was depressed that he wasn't on TV and turned to drugs.
I mean.
He also says, "Tell him to come holler at him."
I mean, if Primo was depressed that he wasn't on TV, Primo be dead already because Primo hasn't been on TV in like 4 years.
Good point. Anything else? All right, we got to move on to week 11 of the Wednesday Night Wars. So, for the first time in 11 weeks, AEW Dynamite and NXT finish off with the same amount of viewers.
What the fuck?
778,000 viewers for NXT and AEW Dynamite for week 11 of the Wednesday Night Wars. It was AEW that did beat NXT once again in the all-important 18-49 demo with a 0.28 to NXT's 0.24. But it was Okada Omega 2 as NXT and AEW finished off with the same amount of viewers. What are you guys' thoughts on last night's shows? But what? More importantly, what are your guys' thoughts on the tie between the viewership?
Everyone's got the picture ready.
Picture finally caught up. Definitely have to catch up.
So none of them has 778,000 in one or two.
Nope.
Like it was flat on both accounts.
778,000.
I mean that's pretty cool. I mean it's pretty cool. It's like the ratings are like freaking hot rates. Like they skyrocket up and then they skyrocket down. Both shows were damn near 900 last week and now they're down to below 8. It's like it's fucking weird.
But you panic for no reason. We're not gonna talk about that.
No, listen, I'm the first one. My panic was that low ass number. I didn't give a shit about NXT's number. I was like, damn, what the hell is going on with the AEW rating?
But
I was worried about that.
And then they won the next week.
That was fucking amazing. And kudos to that shit because I was happy. That's what I wanted. AEW is a damn good show right now. I was like, why the hell did 200,000 less people watch it?
Because
I was worried about that.
The producer told you that.
Then fuck you and the producer.
We tried to tell you that. There was no reason to panic.
Hey, I got shit to fucking cop a plea to y'all. Like, I was fucking worried. Kiss my ass, bitches.
What do you guys think the response will be from both sides in regards to this tie? Do you see AEW being happy that they tied with NXT? Do you see NXT trying to pull out more stunts to kind of get the viewership back on their side? How do you think they will respond?
Definitely think NXT is going to try to pull more people in to watch their... You already see that they go over 8 more minutes than the other show.
Thank you for saying it because I didn't want to be that guy to say it. If NXT did not have an extra 8 minutes, I'm going to be the guy to say it. AEW would have won. Because we've seen over the last couple of weeks, the number is 70,000 to 150,000 viewers are gained in the last 8 minutes of NXT. Because everybody that are true wrestling fans watching AEW Dynamite will go back to NXT at the overrun.
Of course. And you'll be like, oh wait, that one went off. Wait, this one is still going off about...
And it's always the main event.
And it's always the main event.
Yep.
And the last two main events of the show was great on both shows.
Oh, absolutely. I love
I'm mad
shows.
That Lucha, what you call it, the...
Santana and Ortiz?
They lost. I'm sad.
It's all right. They're
fucking amazing.
They are.
Shout out to them, y'all.
They are, especially Ortiz.
That glow up, y'all?
I love Ortiz. Ortiz is hilarious with some of his cells. It's
yes.
Cool.
Deadass B.
With AEW winning last week by 6,000 viewers, and then this week the tie, who do you see winning next week's big time ratings war with both shows stacking it up? You got NXT with Rhea Ripley and versus Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Championship, as well as Finn Balor versus Adam Cole for the NXT Championship.
I don't see neither one of them losing.
And then we got AEW has Jungle Boy versus Chris Jericho, 10-minute time limit, non-title match, as well as SCU versus the Young Bucks for the AEW tag team titles. Who do you see winning?
I don't know. Which one?
Do you see another tie? Do you see AEW winning or NXT winning?
I might be another tie. Let's have it neck and neck. Let's do like a neck and neck for the next couple of weeks and let's see who can draw out the bigger. But everyone's going to be trying to like watch them both at the same time. So I see another draw.
I can see NXT winning next week because they did a really good job at building up Rhea Ripley versus Shayna Baszler. I feel like they did miss out on an opportunity because this is Keith Lee's time, and I feel like Keith Lee should have been the guy to go against Adam Cole, and then I'd be much more confident in NXT getting the victory next week. But I will say, because of the job they've done with Rhea Ripley, making her into a star, I think that NXT will get the victory next week.
I am completely on board with I believe that NXT is going to win next week because of the card that they have. Mm. And it's like the card that they have and the card that AEW has is very lopsided to me. I think it's very lopsided for the star power for NXT, and I think that they're going to take, I think they're going to take it barely, but I think NXT is going to barely take next week.
Remember the guys, this is the same individual on True Hill Heat 56 that shitted on Joey Janela in the main event, and then Joey Janela.
No, I said in any chat or any conversation, I underestimated the power of Jon Moxley's draw. Extremely petty, because Joey Janela is not a fucking draw.
But he was in the main event.
Jon Moxley is that good.
He was in the main event.
That's it's John
that
Moxley.
That's all that matters. Joey Janela was in the main event, and it was the
John
greatest show.
Motherfucking John Moxley is the hottest thing in AEW right now. And his name on the marquee equals ratings.
Him and Jericho is the best feud in wrestling, one of the best feuds in wrestling to me, but I feel like Jericho is right here. Moxley's just underneath.
Well, yeah, because Jericho's Le Champion. And he has the number one champagne in America.
Absolutely.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Let's hear from the spotlight in the True Heels.
I ordered mine. Did y'all order yours?
No.
It wasn't available.
It's available now. Go get it. All right.
I would like that for Christmas. Thanks, guys.
Steve Salvage says, hard to build up Balor and then have him lose. Lee's time will come. Chanel Nels Connolly says, Rhea Ripley should become the new NXT Women's Champ.
It's not happening, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, but there couldn't be a better time for her to be champion. Shayna Baszler is ready to get called up to the main roster. Two, Rhea Ripley is the right woman to beat her. There hasn't been a right woman before her.
I agree with all of that. However, is it now or do we wait?
I would love to see Rhea Ripley become the NXT Women's Champion next week. And then I would also love to see Shayna Baszler cost Becky Lynch her title in the very, very near future.
Want her to cost her the title. I just need Shayna to lose next week. And then Shayna be off TV for a couple of weeks. And then show up at the Royal Rumble and win the Royal Rumble,
and she's going to WrestleMania. Book it.
That's my prediction.
Shayna
versus Becky is the biggest women's matchup they can possibly have for the Raw Women's Championship. Pull the trigger as soon as possible.
They cannot give us that shit that they gave us at Survivor Series.
Well, they had Bayley there, so she dragged them out.
So you guys are actually calling. You guys want to see, after what we saw at Survivor Series, Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch.
They're not going to be in the main event.
Headlining the ladies.
That's not going to be the main event, so I'm good.
No, he's saying like it's going to be the main ladies match.
It's the difference between being the last match on the show and being the main ladies match. There's a difference.
Okay.
They will be in a better position to do
that. I don't think Bayley...
Can I get the ladies' opinion?
I do.
You don't have the gauntlet on. Fuck.
Here, you can put it on.
I mean, I don't really need it, but whatever. I don't think it was Bayley's fault that match was the reason that it was bad. I think all parties was bad on the match, for that match, excuse me. However, I do see, if she can't, I don't think that she should lose next week. I feel like she should lose in another week, per se. But I guess before Christmas is what, Wednesday?
Yeah, they're not going to be either.
So then next week it has to be the show, and then she's off for a few weeks, and then no one knows, and she just shows up at the Royal Rumble, win, and fight Becky Lynch.
I agree.
Because Becky Lynch is not going to lose the title until probably WrestleMania.
Exactly.
So let her ride this off to like the whole year,
And we'll probably get Becky versus Asuka at Royal Rumble anyway, because that's what they've been building to for the last couple of weeks. So.
Not Charlotte. No, we can't see Charlotte versus Charlotte. Let's hear a spot. No, Charlotte. I'm done. I don't want to see that. I do not want to see Charlotte and Becky. You're absolutely right. I don't want to see. I feel like you made this big comeback for Sasha. Why we don't have Sasha somewhere in this mix? Sasha's on SmackDown. The big match they're leading to on SmackDown though is Bayley and Sasha breaking up.
Because they're making them two buddy-buddy, and Sasha's playing the second wheel, which she never likes to. So eventually she's going to turn yeah. on Bayley or something like that. Let's see her from the spotlight in the True Heels.
Interesting question from Anthony Cintron. Do y'all think that since NXT is not going to have a show on January 1st, and AEW is, that it's going to ruin NXT's ratings for the weeks after?
It's
going
to kill their momentum. To be off for 2 weeks straight with nothing, like, I feel like it's going to hurt their momentum, and then when they come back on January 8th, AEW will most likely win.
Yeah.
I think what they're going to end up trying to do right before they go off air is make the January 8th show a huge show.
Build up, I think
they're going to try to lead to them having, like, 2 to 3 mega matches to bring them back and to try to come back strong and not be felt being gone for 2 weeks. I think they're going to have a really, really stacked card. You're going to see a very big card coming up for NXT in 2 weeks. They'll probably still lose because they're fresh back.
And one more comment from George Velasquez. AEW is the next New Japan Pro Wrestling. It has so much action.
I feel like it is. It does have a lot of elements of what I enjoy about New Japan, and they just have an American style on it. So I agree with you for sure, my brother. So we got to go into a couple of WWE notes. I'll just run through it very quickly. WWE Hall of Fame Class of 2020 first inductees were announced.
Batista, this is some bullshit right here.
Batista and the founding members of the NWO, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and Sean Waltman. All four members of the NWO will be two-time Hall of Famers, and they will be the headline.
He's not a member of the group. Why is he?
No, he is.
He is. The sixth member of the NWO.
He is. Why the fuck is he a part of this group going into the Hall of Fame?
Name what year that was in.
The year they were created, 1996.
He was not there.
Yes, he was.
He was there.
He's in WCW then?
Yes. He was six. The whole reason his name is six, because he was the sixth member, and he was the 1, 2, 3 kid. 1 + 2 + 3 = 6.
Okay, that's cute.
The more the argument for him, the dumber it sounds.
Right. I swear on everything. I remember seeing him there, but I remember having that shirt on when they came to WWE.
He was in there in WWE too.
That's what I'm saying. I don't recall him ever being there when WCW was there.
Maybe you weren't watching.
I'm sorry, because I remember when NWO was there. I remember all of the members, but yet I do not remember seeing him there when they were on WCW. Eric Bischoff, Buck Bagwell, Macho Man. So I'm not understanding. Where's the rest of the people?
He was actually the one that brought the Cruiserweight title to the NWO.
Don't remember. Sorry.
He was. Six-Pac.
Six-Pac. I remember that. He had
a very good feud with Ric Flair in 1997.
Yo, call a spade a motherfucking spade. The fourth member of the NWO that should be in the Hall of Fame is Eric Bischoff.
Facts.
Well, he wasn't even the fourth member of the NWO.
No, but he should be the fourth person. If there's going to be four people from that group, Eric Bischoff should be the next person
on that producer,
but it's still not X-Pac. Fuck.
Hey, the great news is he can go in a third time as the 1, 2, 3 kid.
No, fuck that shit. No.
I agree. So other WWE news. Oh, Dakota Kai received 8 staples to her head.
Shout out to Batista, you've done well, sir. Great job. You deserve that.
Yo, listen, you deserve into the hall. You need to get into that Hall of Fame, but listen,
I'm following your interest in
Dana Brooke a little bit more, bro. Like,
yo.
Listen, I need you to be flexing on her, bro. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
I agree.
Dakota Kai received 8 staples to her head following Mia Yim giving her a Saito suplex through a table on NXT last night. All I will say is that The Young Bucks versus Santana and Ortiz broke so many tables. They did so many stunts in their street fight. The scariest moment of the last night was watching Mia Yim give a Saito suplex to Dakota Kai and completely miss the second table, and Dakota Kai hit her head on the table. Ooh. They shouldn't have even tried that. Let me just say that.
She probably perfected it before.
No.
You don't think
no.
so?
No. 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 You can't practice that. No. WWE Tribute to the Troops is reportedly will not air this year.
Good.
Vince McMahon reportedly delayed announcing the card for WWE TLC because a large amount of same-day subscriptions before pay-per-views happen on the day of pay-per-views on WWE Network. So he did not see the reason in announcing matches ahead of time. Also, the wellness suspensions to Bobby Roode caused the TLC card to change.
Yes, because he was supposed to be with Dolph, yeah.
Dolph and Roode were supposed to first New Day, was penciled in as late as last week. Matt Hardy seems to be wrapping up his time in WWE, and Rebby Hardy came out with a very interesting tweet revealing that WWE has been rubbing it in Matt Hardy's nose, basically his debt to them for bringing them back to WWE.
Whoa.
That was according to Rebby Hardy, which was always spicy. WWE, and speaking of petty moves by WWE, WWE has officially filed trademarks on many former WCW, ECW, and their own pay-per-view names, including Fully Loaded, Anarchy Rules, Heat Wave, Spring Stampede, Barely Legal, and much, much more. I wonder why they did that. I feel like a former WCW pay-per-view name is about to happen.
Because Vince cares.
On a TNT
show. He mad you didn't use Bastion at the beach, that's why.
Oh, that, yeah! Bastion at the beach!
Dumbass, you should have been using that shit, stupid.
Who knows? Seth Rollins finally completes his long-teased heel turn by joining forces with the AOP and attacking Kevin Owens on Raw. And our Lord and Savior, UFC Hall of Famer, and the baddest woman on the planet, says that she is not retired. She is taking time off and waiting for the right time to come back to the WWE. And don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, I know Chrissy Love is wearing her great Christmas sweater today, but on True Hill Heat 60, live from Love Story in Brooklyn, she will be wearing her Ronda Mania shirt for you folks.
Wait, for the all-girl show? No,
yes.
We'll do 61.
Yes.
Nope, 60. I'm not doing it.
Yep,
nope.
60. Yep, you lost the bet. It's my rules.
Damn, the more numbers y'all go up, it sounds like a sex position.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
That
went left. Oh God. Anything from the spotlight in the True Hills before we move on?
Corey Haas says Vince is feeling the heat and ran out to get those trademarks.
Absolutely.
George Velasquez says, I want to see Ted Turner, the founder of WCW, should be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
And you know what's gonna be so crazy? They're gonna do Bash at the Beach. Their set is gonna look fucking sick. It's gonna look amazing. Maybe they might be at the beach. Who knows? Because WCW have done it before.
I mean,
so they're gonna have a great ass set, and that's why Vince is doing this shit, because he's fucking petty, and you don't want to spend any money in none of your fucking sets. You want to have a big ass screen.
Petty Vince, Panic Button Vince, Petty Vince. That's what he does. It's fun.
And Drunk Guy says, going back to the NWO, how about nobody and just have the three OGs? And
that's it. That's hello.
Oh, the three OGs. Six. Nash and Hall.
Yeah, the Wolfpack. The Wolfpack. Don't
right?
turn your back on the Wolfpack. In the words of Larry Morgan.
Great photo by the living legend Larry Morgan as well.
Absolutely.
The core members of the NWO.
He Thanos snapped Hollywood Hogan. That was awesome. AEW news. AEW's next pay-per-view, AEW Revolution, will take place on Saturday, February 29th, from the Wintrust
Vince
Arena.
Vince is mad that all of their names for their show sound amazing, first of all.
I guess. Wintrust Arena in downtown
we
Chicago,
haven't had a
Illinois.
New name in like...
Yo, how many motherfucking shows for AEW is going to be in Chicago?
It's been a lot.
Chicago's like
Jesus.
But not for nothing.
Yo, first of all, I didn't even know this building existed in Chicago. Like, what the Wintrust Center? What the fuck? Next thing you know, it's going to be the Windy Complex. And next thing you know, it's going to be the Mega Air Center.
Well, not for nothing. No one is going to Chicago right now. That's one. Two, they're booking that venue and they're selling it out.
They're doing it in the middle of an expo, actually.
Yeah.
C2E2.
C2E2.
Hey, that's even better.
Which you're going to have a big presence of, so.
Right. And then three, you have to think about other big cities. What other big cities are there? You have New York. You got L.A. Atlanta, maybe?
Yeah.
You got Boston.
Miami.
You got Philly.
Which
you're already going to be in Miami.
You got Philly.
What I'm saying is you have to think about big arenas and big places that will draw people there. What else is around these areas that people are going to go to while they're in this place for that weekend? They're doing strategic things around different things, and
Chicago.
Okay, well, people are gonna fly to Chicago then, friend. I don't know.
Every month
they're in Chicago.
They sell out every time they're in Chicago. WWE's
major events all happen at where? MSG, when they first started out.
Haven't been at MSG in like 20 years.
When they first started out.
All right.
Listen.
Listen, that was like 37 years ago.
So what?
The only person that was alive
was Hulk Hogan.
There's actually probably nobody in this room.
No, I was alive.
Oh, damn.
I was alive.
Damn.
It's okay. Damn. I still look good, though.
Looks better than all of us. But
tickets
shit.
Go on sale for the pay-per-view on next Friday, December 20th. Speaking of ticket sales, Uncle Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio said that ticket sales for the next few AEW Dynamite shows are doing well. Corpus Christi next week, December 18th show, is not doing so well, but the January 1st Dynamite in Jacksonville is already close to full.
Of course.
PW Insider reports that AEW World Champion La Champion Chris Jericho has gone out of his way to help the younger talent on the AEW roster.
Absolutely.
With advice and feedback, making himself very accessible to those who need help. Nick Jackson worked last night's street fight on Dynamite with a severe flu. He was on the ground shaking before AEW Dynamite went live. And my God, I have to give him so much props, so much credit, because I could not tell that even a slight second while watching that match that he was shaking on the ground that serious. And also Santana worked that match with an injured back. Recently released MLW talent Teddy Hart was seen in the crowd during AEW Dark, and while former WWE alumni Vicky Guerrero worked commentary for AEW Dark. New Japan Pro Wrestling News. Dragon Lee, one of the hottest free agents in professional wrestling, and now known as Ryu Lee. Ryu is dragon in Japanese, apparently. Has officially signed a one-year contract with New Japan Pro Wrestling. And Hiromu Takahashi will make his in-ring return for the Road to Tokyo Dome as he teams with his LIJ teammate Bushi to verse the Birds of Prey, Robbie Eagles, and IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion Will Ospreay on December 19th. ROH News, top guy JJ's favorite part of the show.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You just put these two dick faces together.
ACH revealed that his issues with Jay Lethal that he went off on Twitter about stem from his time in the ROH locker room. Apparently, there was an instance where ACH was using the N-word, and Lethal slapped him across the face, basically in an attempt to make him stop using
it. Nigga, you deserve to get punched! This dude gets me so tight, yo. Yo, stop making excuses for him. That's all I'm gonna just say. Stop making excuses for him. He is beyond the point of excuses.
We'll touch on
he
ACH.
Has failed us as a community.
We'll touch on ACH shortly again. Kelly Klein has no regrets, she said in an interview for her statement in criticism of ROH. In MLW and NWA news, NWA Tasha Steele's current BCP Icons Champion, Battle Club Pro's Women's Champion, will make her NWA debut this weekend during the Into the Fire weekend for their TV taping. MLW Intimidation Games, which was supposed to take place in February, has been rescheduled to April, and MLW will return to New York City on July 16th. And of course, everyone's favorite black man, ACH, returned to Major League Wrestling and was signed on for their Dallas show next month in January. but then retired via Twitter after calling out the pro wrestling fans for being very critical of him. He said he's out. He is retired from professional wrestling, which led to many former African-American talents such as Chad Gaspar, as well as many others, to call him out and basically call out the fact that he is basically crying for attention on social media.
Bye, bitch! Like, no, fuck this needing help shit. He needs his ass whooped. Like, yo, you push one button when you tap on what we consider one of the best black wrestlers in the fucking world in Jay Lethal. And now here you go. You put the same shit. You use the same shit that you were so fucking mad about. And you put that fucking face on Chad. Yo, you don't need help. You need to get fucked up,
but
son.
But you also put the shirt on Jim Cornette.
Yo, stop defending this motherfucker. No, I'm done with this defending shit.
Can I have another drink, bartender?
Facts, you can. What the fuck?
Let's
go
on the spotlight and the True Hills. Before
no,
we
man, fuck ACH, yo. Like, no with this bullshit. He needs help. Get the fuck out of here, yo.
Steve Salvage says, I am here for JJ's Heat.
This piece of shit. Like, no, I'm not going to sit here and keep fucking, he needs this. Oh, he needs that. No, he needs to get slapped the fuck up, back the fuck up, and sit the fuck down. Like, no. The fuck out of here with this bullshit. You need help.
I'm letting him go.
Nigga, I need help. I'm sick. I'm infected. I feel like shit. I don't get no sleep. I don't get help. You know what I gotta do? I gotta wake my ass up and get back to the fucking people I gotta report to. Go fuck yourself, man. Get the fuck out of here with this shit. No. Defending him anymore, man. If that shit didn't fall, I'm gonna throw this shit right at that fucking camera.
Negro Buck, his audio issues are resolved. And he says, good fucking riddance. He's just more athletic than Xavier Woods. Corey Haas says, he displays all the classic traits of having mental illness problems. Discrediting that is ridiculous and ignorant.
I mean, I will say, all I will say is that, yes, I agree with you. He has shown signs of mental illness, there is the Mauro Ranallo way of dealing with mental illness, which you take yourself away from the spotlight, and you kind of take your time to kind of resolve your issues. And then there's the ACH way, where you put everything on social media and make yourself a fucking clown.
No, I want to hear this intelligently. You smart fuck. I want to hear this in an intelligent way. How does he need help? In what way? What does he need help with? To cope with how to say shit emotionally? How to deal with his emotions? How he needs to get over his... He needs to capitulate in some way. We all gotta deal with the man somehow. We all gotta deal with him. Like, all of us in here are minority. We all gotta deal with the man somehow. He don't?
Anything else?
Yo, kill that shit, man. Kill that shit, yo.
Ron Williams says JJ needs an Oscar for his performance.
I agree. I agree with you, Ron.
Negro Buck says he needed to be stopped by Jay Lethal and Uncle Tom.
Yes, I agree. Definitely agree with right. that. Anything else?
Sure. Corey Haas responded, I sincerely hope you never have a family member that suffers from mental illness.
I have multiple. I have multiple family members that suffers from it. But you know what we have? We have people that knows how to compact, to keep that shit with, like, so he's completely alone. He's a loner. He has nobody, no one to like, yo, check yourself. No one. So if that's how you're gonna handle yourself, then you know what? And you're not only sitting here sounding like you need help. You're now blasting the same people that have supported your sorry ass from the indie scene all the way to making it to this company. And now you want to Uncle Tom everybody because you didn't get what you wanted? We supported you. We went to every show that you was at. We seen you in the slums of ROH. We seen you in the buildings with 50 people in it. We cheered your ass when we was there. What the fuck is in ACH? But we cheered that shit.
It's his initials.
But we have backlash towards it, and now we have to sit here and worry about what we say in the year 2019 where you have access to put everything you say on the market? No. No, I don't agree with it whatsoever.
I think Steve Salvage sums it up nicely. The WWE told him to take time off because of these mental issues, and he called them racists.
He called them racist before that, though, Steve. Don't try to change the narrative. Anyway, let's talk about what we miss. MLW Opera Cup 2019. Davey Boy Smith Jr. He defeated Brian Pillman Jr.
Great call. That was
by our producer. Our producer called.
So arguing against basic science. Are you his doctor?
Our producer called the Battle of the Heart Foundation in the finals. It was Davey Boy Smith Jr. who won the Opera Cup to win the tournament. ACH, he did return to MLW. We've kind of gone over that. And Gino Medina, who joined MJF and the Dynasty. The match of the night, from many of the people there, said Davey Boy Smith Jr. versus Low Key. And the MVP was, of course, the winner of the tournament, Davey Boy Smith Jr. New Japan Pro Wrestling World Tag League was this past weekend as well. It was Finjuice, David Finlay, and Juice Robinson who won the World Tag League by defeating Sonata and Evil. And yes, SP3 got another New Japan tournament right. It was New Japan Cup. I called Okada winning. The Best of the Super Juniors. I called Ospreay winning. G1 Climax, don't laugh, Christy. I called Kota Ibushi winning. And now, the World Tag League. I was right again. No one else will say it on the show, so I gotta say it for you guys. I was right again. Anyway, they won the tournament and they challenged Guerrillas of Destiny for a match at the Tokyo Dome at Wrestle Kingdom. John Moxley. I'm guessing he's laughing at a comment. Go ahead, producer.
No, I'm actually clapping at your sorry ass wanting an acknowledgement.
He's not laughing.
You
at
want an acknowledgement?
No, that's your. Oh, baby no. Seth, go ahead.
I thought you were responding to.
Go ahead, yeah.
To Corey's response.
Thank you. Go ahead.
It was a combination of the two.
Go ahead.
Let me read it.
Corey said, "I'm not his doctor, but it's in my field of study." To which he, Justin, slow clapped at. So I thought.
Yeah, it was a combination of the two. But
laughing at the comment.
I'm just all right. So
why are we still talking about?
Because it to me that shit is important. To me, it's an important subject, because I know there's levels to this. There's levels to this where it's like, yo, you need a version of help because you're being picked and bullied on. But when you're gonna be in attack mode, motherfucker, you better be able to deal with the backlash. Because you know who else has to deal with that backlash? If anybody watches anything about the NFL, guess who's dealing with that same backlash right now? Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown needs help. But guess what he's dealing with? Backlash. He's jobless.
ACH is the Antonio Brown of professional.
Deal with it. It's facts. The fuck? Jeez.
All right now. John Moxley returned to New Japan Pro Wrestling at the World Tag League Finals. He challenged Lance Archer for the IWGP US title in a Texas Death Match at Wrestle Kingdom. And Liger had his last match in his hometown and was then challenged by Dragon Lee. Now it's going to be Liger and Sano, his former rival, and they're going to be versing the next generation of New Japan's junior heavyweights in Hiromu Takahashi and Ryu Lee. The match of the night was the finals of the World Tag League, Finjuice versus L.I.J., and the MVP of the night was David Finlay. He impressed a lot of people, including my Uncle Dave Meltzer. He's really improved his look. He's really improved in the ring, and David Finlay got a little bit of a props for that by winning the World Tag League. So what's next is a jam-packed weekend of professional wrestling. Three huge shows. We're going to start off with NWA Into the Fire, which is this Saturday, December 14th. It's going to be live from Atlanta, Georgia. You can get your, you can watch it on demand at Fight TV. So I'm going to definitely check it out. I know we're going to have our NWA Into the Fire review by our very own Stat King coming out probably about the start of next week. We'll probably have that out on Monday on our YouTube channel. But we're going to start from the bottom to the top. So NWA has created a very interesting character. He is called the Question Mark. He is a gentleman that okay, so I'm gonna give y'all the spoiler. If you if you've been watching NWA Power from the beginning,
tell who it is?
Yes.
Don't tell me.
If you don't want the spoiler, skip now. Our producer is doing his la-la-la's for you. So you remember on the first few episodes, there was a wrestler named Josephus. He was beaten up by James Storm as well as many others. And then the question mark appeared. I'm not going to say they're the same person, but they have the same look and body structure. That's all I will say. The question mark will go one-on-one with Trevor Murdoch, the former WWE talent. Who you got? Trevor Murdoch versus the question mark.
Oh, the same one that could carry a bucket of chicken across Ethiopia?
Yes, the same one who could carry a bucket of chicken strapped to his back in Ethiopia, who go one-on-one with the master of karate.
Oh, he's definitely losing.
The question mark.
Trevor Murdoch, he's definitely losing. He's definitely getting robbed of his chicken.
I'm going for the question mark as well. So,
question mark.
You got the question mark. Chris, that makes it 3-for-3 for the question mark. Karate! And we got, for the NWA National Heavyweight Championship, is going to be Colt Cabana defending against everyone's favorite actor, Aaron Stevens, versus the playboy of NWA, Ricky Starks. It's a triple threat match. Who you got? Colt, Aaron Stevens, or Ricky Starks?
Starks.
I really like Ricky Starks, yo.
I do too.
I really like him, and I really don't like Aaron Stevens. Like, I can't get back into his character. He's left too many times.
So you're going for Ricky Starks?
You're goddamn right I'm going for Ricky Starks. That kid is good.
I'm going for Boom Boom Colt Cabana. He cuts a very fiery...
Oh, different one across the board, huh? Everyone got a different person.
You got Ricky Starks. He got Ricky Starks.
Colt Cabana. Okay. Is the... What the fuck is... Who's that bum from... From NXT? The jobber? Like the crazy... The Chris Hero or whatever. Catches Ono or... Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, not even a good comparison.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. That's my comparison. Because Colt Cabana ain't winning no matches except for weekly episodes of Power. That means nothing.
Ken Anderson goes one-on-one with Eli Drake. This is, I would say, more or less a number one contenders match. Who you got? Eli Drake, he attacked Ken Anderson a couple of weeks ago with a turnbuckle. But I'm going to go with Eli Drake. Who you got? JJ, Chrissy.
Drake.
Going with Eli Drake as well.
Yeah. Let me hear say yeah. Let me hear say yeah. And that, my friend, is a fact of life.
Going for Eli Drake. And we got for the NWA World Tag Team Championship. This is going to be the new champions, the Rock and Roll Express, going up against the former champions, the Wild Cards. Who you got?
Rock and Roll Express.
Go with the Rock and Roll Express. Who you got, JJ?
I think the Rock and Roll Express is gonna unfortunately win this match for some dumb reason. These dudes is like 80 years old and they're gonna win. They're gonna win a match.
Rock and roll. I'm going with the Rock and Roll Express because Ricky Morton can still do a Canadian Destroyer and he cuts a fiery ass promo himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a clean sweep.
If there's no 90-day clause, Ascension has something to do with this.
Ooh, okay. All right. There is a 90-day clause, by the way.
Then never mind.
In another tag team match, it's going to be the NWA Women's Champion, Ashley Allison Kay. She's going to be teaming up with Ashley Vox to verse two of Melina, Thunder Rosa, and Marty Bell. We're going to hear that announcement at the start of the match. So first, we need to find out who you think the two is going to be out of the three of them. Is it going to be Melina and Thunder Rosa? Is it going to be Melina and Marty Bell? Is it going to be Thunder Rosa and Marty Bell? Who you think? I'm going to go with Melina and Thunder Rosa.
I was going to say Melina and the other one.
Marty Bell?
Yeah.
You got to speak up. You know they can't hear you.
I
mean, listen.
Unfortunately, I'm gonna agree with SP on this one. I'm gonna go definitely Melina and Rosa.
So who you got in the match? I'm gonna go.
I mean,
Melina's definitely.
Melina. Melina's definitely winning.
She's winning.
Melina's definitely winning.
That was my gonna be. I picked.
Melina's definitely winning. She ain't signing with that place to not get a push.
Yeah.
And she's being pushed as a living legend, which she is definitely not. Anyway.
Yes, she is.
She's not.
Yes, the hell she is.
Melina is a fucking living legend.
That split is a living legend, bro. That split is like the best women's entrance, arguably, ever.
I mean, we can argue about it, but we're not going to it.
Yeah, we're not. best.
Yo, you find me a better entrance than that split, bro.
Best of Three Falls NWA World Heavyweight Championship match is going to be the National Treasure, Nick Aldis, going one-on-one with the Cowboy James Storm. For the first fall, it will be Brian Heppner as the referee. For the second fall, it would be Tim Storm. Shouts out to Mama Storm. And for the third fall, they will flip a coin, and one of the two will be the referee for the third fall. Who you got? Aldis versus Storm.
Storm.
Going with Storm as the new champion?
Yep.
That's a brave pick. That's a bold pick. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Nick Aldis retaining in controversial fashion.
I'm going to go with the National Treasure defending. I think that Tim Storm is going to have something to do with the finish to this matchup. Either or, I don't know which way it will go, but I feel like Tim Storm will be responsible for the finish. And next up, we got
R. Yo, but you know what? Bravo for us having a conversation about NWA. Word. Like that is fucking awesome.
We've been having conversations.
No, what I mean, to soak it in, like, it's fucking awesome.
It is. NWA Power is one of the best TV wrestling shows right now, and I hope you're enjoying it just like the rest of us. So, for Ring of Honor Final Battle 2019, we got two pre-show matches. It's going to be Rent Titus going up against Kenny King. This is the Battle of the All Night Express. Who you got, Chrissy?
Yeah, I know
you're
so
hard. Oh, man.
What you got? after he defended ROH at the start of the year, he wants to leave when we're talking about the final show. Go ahead. Make a choice.
The first one.
I guess Red Titus? Yeah. I'm going with Kenny King. Who you got in other free show matches? Going to be Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry going up against Silas Young and Josh Woods. This is a battle of two mixed match tag teams, but who you got?
Josh Woods and
Silas Young. I'm going to go with Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry. Who you got? A Woman of Honor matchup is going to be Angelina Love going up against Maria Manic.
Angelina Love.
I'm going with Maria Manic. She is the girlfriend of Teddy Hart, and she's going to beat someone up like Teddy Hart would. We got in this big hoss battle, it's going to be Jeff Cobb going up against Dan Moff. Who you got?
Jeff Cobb, of course.
I'm going to go with Dan Moff. We're disagreeing on everything here.
What's going on today?
It's
going to
be an interesting talking about next week. Oh, you got tag team matchup.
Nick, bro, I didn't leave, yo. I'm just not involved in this ROH shit.
Then we don't need to hear from you. Marty Scurll and Flip Gordon will go up against Bandito and Flamita. Who you got?
Bandito and Flamita.
I agree with you because Marty Scurll ain't winning on his way out. Who you got? This is a battle of the kingdom. It was Benny Marcellano, a.k.a. now known as Vincent, who turned his back on my hero, the man who gave me a shirt, and now I have a girlfriend and two kids on the way, Matt Taven. Who you got? Matt Taven versus Vincent.
Matt Taven.
I want to agree with you. Okay, I'm going to agree with you on this. I'm going to go with Matt Taven as well. This is going to be a street fight. I don't know why he's still wrestling, but Bully Ray will go up against Mark Haskins. Who you got in the street fight?
Mark Haskins.
I'm going to go with Mark Haskins as well. Because Bully Ray Just go back to Busted Open. We just want to hear from you. We never want to see you wrestle again. Please stop. ROH World Tag Team Titles is on the line. It's going to be the Briscoes going up against Jay Lethal and Jonathan Grisham. This match has been building up for a number of months. It was Jay Lethal and Jonathan Grisham turned heel on the Briscoes back in the UK, I think about 2 months ago. And now this is the big tag team title match. Who you got, Lethal and Grisham or the Briscoes?
The Briscoes.
I'm going to go with Lethal and Grisham. My boy Jay Lethal. He's going to get the job done. For the culture. Anyway, who you got? ROH World TV title match is going to be Shane Taylor defending against Ryu Lee. Who you got?
What's the name?
Ryu Lee is the artist formerly known as Dragon Lee. Versus Shane Taylor, who you used to like.
Shane Taylor.
You're going with Shane Taylor. She's repping for the big boys. I'm going to go with Ryu Lee. I feel like this is going to be ROH's attempt to try to sign Ryu Lee for the 2020. ROH World Title Match is the main event. It will be Roosh going one-on-one with PCO. Who you got?
Roosh.
You got Roosh? I'm going to go with the Bull's Horns himself, Roosh. And then finally, we end off the weekend with WWE Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. Only, I think, about 6 matches already announced for this show, but we'll start from bottom to top. But you got Aleister Black going one-on-one with Buddy Murphy. He'd been asking for someone to knock on his door, and it was Buddy Murphy who went to knocking, and now they go one-on-one at TLC. Who you got?
Like, what? What is this match?
It's going to be a dope match.
It has the potential to be a match tonight.
Yeah. Aleister Black, I want to see this match. This
okay, yeah, but we haven't seen Aleister Black. So I'm picking Aleister Black, of course, but... okay, Aleister Black. That's my pick.
Completely different opinion. I literally think this is going to be the match of the night.
Me too.
I think this is going to be the match of the night. And I see Aleister Black pulling this off, but Buddy Murphy is going to have a good showing.
Absolutely, he will. He always does. Tables match. We got Rusev going one-on-one with Bobby Lashley.
Rusev!
This is the hottest feud in all of the WWE.
Yo, what are they counting on for Raw? This is what's bringing people to watch Raw. This Rusev shit.
Yo.
Just trash.
Yo, my debut episode of Weekly Heat is going to annihilate this whole shit that's going on here. Fuck. Bobby Lashley is going to win because Lana's going to do something stupid. She's going to probably file another restraining order that's already non-needed to be filed and just remind Rusev during the match and distract him, and then Lashley's going to slam him through a table to smack. Oh, God, this shit is terrible.
I'm going with Aleister Black to get the victory, and then I'm going with Bobby Lashley to get the victory in the tables match.
Mm.
We got a WWE Women's Tag Team titles on the line in a Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match. It's going to be the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, defending against Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Who you got, Kabuki Warriors or Charlotte and Becky?
Kabuki Warriors.
Who you got?
I'll tell you what I'm worried about.
Becky
the result
and
of
Charlotte.
This match is going to be the result of another Charlotte Becky match.
No.
I'm just afraid that's going to happen. I hope to God it's not, because the Kabuki Warriors are going to retain. But they're going to blame each other. It's going to be another the 2187th match on Raw between Becky Lynch and Charlotte to settle the differences. Again and again and again and again.
Possibly? Who knows? I'm going with the Kabuki Warriors as well. WWE SmackDown Tag Team titles is on the line. The New Day will defend against The Revival. Who you got?
The Revival.
You're going with The Revival? You think WWE is going to try to keep them, basically?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Cool. Makes sense. What you got,
we said that in our last thing. They're definitely not letting them go.
So they're going to try to keep them.
Right. I'm completely with Chrissy Love on this one. The only matches The Revival wins are title matches. They don't win any other matches.
True.
Facts.
So I'm going with The Revival.
I kind of want to agree with you guys, and I think I will, because they're not going to be that many title changes on this night, so I feel like they're going to have
And they'll lose every match until they lose the titles.
They're going to have one title match, and I feel like one title change, so I feel like that will be it. The Revival get the victory over the New Day. TLC match, this one has been building up and getting furious Dog food is involved. Dog mascots are involved. It will be King Corbin going one-on-one with the big dog. Roman Reigns, tables, ladders, and chairs. Who you got?
Roman.
Roman. He's so strong. Roman. The big dog. Roman. It's his yard.
After they put dog food on
Thursday.
Who you got, JJ?
Yo, even Roman Reigns cannot get me invested in fucking Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this shit just seems to get worse and worse with him. And every, yo, it's like he's getting force-fed in people's mouths so bad, people are starting to actually accept this bum. Like, Baron Corbin is still as shitty as he was 2 years ago, as shitty as he was last year, as shitty as he was 6 months ago. It's just now, he shaved his fucking head, he wears a fucking stupid drape over his back, he got a stupid deceptor, and his dog food?
Hey, that was a good angle. Even CM
Lord have mercy on our souls. And Baron Corbin is probably going to win this match. I'm going Baron Corbin.
I'm going with the big dog. Chrissy's going with the big dog. And in the main event, it will be the WWE Universal Champion,
Bray Wyatt.
Not The Fiend. Bray Wyatt will go one-on-one with The Miz in a non-title match. Who you got?
Bray Wyatt.
I am literally going to call this the worst match of 2019's pay-per-views. This will be worse than Lashley and Rusev. This is the most unnecessary WWE match I've seen all year. Bray Wyatt wins. For what?
Okay, cool. I'm going with Bray Wyatt.
For what?
What do you guys?
For what?
Spotlight.
What
True
is the
Heels?
Purpose of this?
Spotlight True Heels. What do you guys have to say about our jam-packed weekend? What's your guys' thoughts on NWA Into the Fire, ROH Final Battle, or WWE TLC before we wrap things up? What you got?
Okay, well... Drunk guy says, I guess they'll be climbing the ladder for the dog food.
Wow,
no,
that's cute.
It's win by pinfall or submission.
That's real
TLC
cute,
match.
Friend.
Corey Haas says, leave it to WWE to take a gimmick pay-per-view and make it incredibly boring.
Yeah, makes sense from WWE.
Lots of boring emojis from people because this pay-per-view looks
boring. Yo, I feel like people's on my side right now. What the fuck is... Yo, like, you have got to be shitting me right now.
Drunk guy says, how is Chrissy not interested in the only two good matches on the show?
Yeah, it is actually going to be the only two decent wrestling matches.
The Negro Buck says Lashley's going to win because the cuck never wins.
That's true. He's got a good point.
Oh, my God.
And Drunk Guy also just taking shots.
Good for you, friend.
He's taking shots for everything bad that's going to happen in TLC.
That's going to be the last one. It's going to be the shittiest one.
You know what? I need to, you know what? This isn't salute to you. Like, there's a champion in a non-championship match.
See, he pulled his own top. It's Drunk Guy JJ right there. There you go.
God damn.
So, like I said before, NWA...
Because he's the Fiend. Because he's not the Fiend. So.
What?
NWA Into the Fire review will be done by the staff.
It's the most shittiest match ever. You're right. No, I feel your pain. I really, really feel your pain. And it's...
Yo, how is the Universal Champion in a non-title match in a pay-per-view?
Because they didn't want to use the bet. I don't know.
Anybody, please, I'm begging you,
like,
explain
to
me.
I don't even want
to
waste my $10 this month,
like,
watching this.
Yo,
fucking
like, what in fucking fuck?
Do you want to use your $10 to watch it? I don't really want to.
No, I'm okay. I'm all right.
I'm not like rushing to go watch it on that day. Put it like that.
I'll probably be asleep on Sunday by like 10. Anyway,
rightfully so. Hopefully, the pay-per-view might be over by 10 anyway, as much as these matches are a shit show.
Here we go. NWA Into the Fire review will be up on our YouTube channel at the start of next week, starring the Stat King. ROH Final Battle review will be done by Ness from NessXT, and I will do the privilege or the sacrifice of reviewing WWE TLC for our YouTube
channel. Yeah, because
with shots?
Why not? With shots. Just for you folks.
Do it for drunk guy!
Or I might have shots and joints. Bringing joints and jabronis and drunk guy JJ all into one.
Oh, see, now I would join you for that, but I'm not. I can't Eureka. Come over to the Bronx.
Right now on our YouTube channel, we got the latest edition of the 3 Count with SP3. I'm going over the wellness violations, as well as notes from AEW Dynamite, as well as NXT. So check that out on our YouTube channel right now. Tomorrow on our YouTube channel, we're going to have the next edition, a new episode of NestXT, reviewing last night's NXT episode, as well as Going Raw with Drunk Guy JJ. Yes, Drunk Guy JJ gets so drunk, he doesn't even do his reviews until the end of the week. on Saturday, we'll have a new edition of the All Elite Recap, starring Jimmy and Cash. We'll have a new edition of Joints and Jabronis, and your weekend edition of the 3 Count with SP3. And on Sunday, we'll have a new edition of the Romeo Report, THH57. This edition of True Hill Heat will be up on our YouTube channel by then. And we'll have the hit show, a new episode of SmackDown with the Lynches.
I love it.
Yeah, we need sponsorship for these, because these whole like group outfits is, I don't know what we're going to wear.
I'm not going to say. Donations.
I'm just saying.
Donations.
Yo, but hold on.
I did the first thing.
You know what's the first thing that I noticed during that? I was like, yo, you beat your face for that show.
Okay, see what happened.
I'm like, what happened? Like, how you in the bedroom with a full, like, yo, I was like, damn.
See,
yo, she can't wait to send the kids to bed, huh?
First of all, no, because you're not getting that shit on my sheets. No, boy, that's not happening.
Yo,
no.
That is the blackest comment on True Hill Heat. On True Hill Heat.
You can do whatever you want, but you're not fucking up
you
my
ain't
sheets
getting
like
no.
That. No, we're not getting makeup on that. We get everything else on there, but not that shit.
ain't nothing that Todd can't get out, but you ain't getting no makeup on it.
We did our Christmas pictures that day. We did the other half of the Christmas pictures. So my face was beat by my photographer. And I also had to explain to the kids that ripping your eyelashes off does not hurt really bad like they did to Alexa Bliss. So I had to actually like pull my eyelashes off and show them that. Other than that, that's why my
brother.
Yeah. Other than that, that's why my face was like beat in the bedroom. We might have to do the living room next time. Cause I noticed that we did it in our room, the room in our bedroom, like the last 2 weeks. Maybe we'll do the living room.
Okay.
So.
Switch it up
on that. But I think that's the most like level place for like the camera and us to like just be. For them to sit still.
Yeah.
Because you see, like, Bryson keep moving.
Oh, Bryson's always ready to jump in. Yeah. He's doing the wormy. I love her kids. Her kids are the real stars of it just because of them deadpanning her on all of her questions. What does TLC stand for, guys?
Crickets. Crickets.
And then Chrissy with the...
Mind you, I'm like, okay, we're gonna go over this. We've watched the whole show. You see, I got my notes on the side. Make this go forward.
TLC means shots.
It definitely. Well, I mean, it does mean shots, but we'll have shots of apple juice.
And
how
we gotta
that?
Give a hand to Chrissy. She's made it through 2 episodes without putting a dime in the swear.
Yes, me and Larry have done. Yeah,
she's doing her damn thing.
Yes.
But tell them where they can follow you on social media.
You can follow us. You can follow me on IG and Twitter and on Facebook at The Sensation Miss Chrissy Love or Chrissy Love _. That's where you can find me. You can find my children if you want to follow them. They just do video games and they just play their video games.
They on Twitch?
They're on YouTube.
They're on YouTube.
They're YouTube stars. They're YouTube sensations.
Oh, I might have to go follow them.
They got 9 subscribers.
There we go.
Hey,
we're
gonna
get
this
subscriber.
Hey, they got 9 more subscribers
so
than
you can
I got.
Find, London, London Lynch. I mean, London Jacob, and you have Bryson Carter Lynch. You can follow them there. I will give it to the producer. He can put it in the thing over there.
We'll
and
put it watch, on the YouTube
yeah.
channel.
Yeah, put it on the right. YouTube channel. And that's it. If you want to follow them, I mean, you can just like it and just turn the notifications up. They don't care.
JJ, where can they find you?
It's TrueHill _TopGuyJJ at Instagram for me. And I just want to know, in the next couple weeks, I have maybe a small 2 week window, maybe a week and a half. I want to do a recap of 2019.
Ooh.
As my debut episode of the Weekly Heat. I want that to. I need y'all to say, because I'm not going to answer any of this shit. So I need y'all to send suggestions and things that might spark and make me remember to SP. Because he answers everything.
You welcome me.
He's like a filter that catches everything.
You guys brought me on for 2019.
I mean, listen, anybody that says anything to Chrissy, I respond to anything that Chrissy would tell me. But I don't respond to shit.
I think my first meeting with you guys, matter of fact, you said me interacting with this guy made you was like, yo, wow.
Yeah.
Who is she?
Yeah. That. But 2019's recap is gonna require a lot of these. I might have probably the whole box.
You might
to
need.
Myself.
I about to say you might need the whole box to yourself.
I might die on my opening episode because 2019, without AEW and NWA, damn near killed me.
So you got something
really?
To
wow,
next
killed you.
Thursday, damn. December 19th, we will have our True Heels Year End Awards for 2019. We will have our very, very, very special guest, Mark Adam Haggerty of Battle Club Pro, Major League Wrestling, the best ring announcer in the professional wrestling game today. Will be on the show. Hopefully, he has a special suit just for us for True Heel Heat 58. So we're gonna wrap up. You guys go on the True Heels group page if you're not already a member. Join right now. You can vote on our True Heels Year End Awards.
Yep.
If you are not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, what the hell are you guys doing? You need to get on there right now. We review all your weekly wrestling shows. We got the 3 Count with SB3 covering all your news. If you need comedy, you got the Romeo Report. You got Going Raw with Drunk Guy JJ, where you can do some counting lessons with your kids. And if you like kids, check out SmackDown with the Lynches. We're hitting all the check boxes. If you're a pothead, watch Joints and Jabronis. We have everything for everybody. Become a subscriber today. If you're watching us live on Facebook, we appreciate you. We appreciate the Spotlight Nation. We appreciate the True Heels. But come on over to our YouTube channel, because after next Thursday, there will be no more True Heel Heat live for the rest of 2019, but there's going to be plenty more content on our YouTube channel. The premiere of Weekly Heat with Top Guy JJ will go on after True Heel Heat 58 live next Thursday, so you have a lot to stay tuned for on our YouTube channel.
And for fuck's sakes, if you just want some gifts, if you want to get out of the doghouse, if you're trying to get some poom-poom for Christmas, you know what I mean? Like, get people on the page. Like, listen, I don't care how you get them on there. Just get them to hit the button. Get them to subscribe, goddammit. Nobody listens to SP anyway. So, they probably don't even know what's on the show. After everything that he just rambled, all the great stuff that he just said, no one probably listens to it anyway. So, if you're just trying to get some good for Christmas, subscribe to the channel. You will get the best Christmas box you can possibly get. And if you don't get none that night, you need to check your life.
So until True Heel Heat 58 and our True Heels Year End Awards, I am the True Heel Phenom SP3. That is Top Guy JJ and Miss Chrissy Love signing off until True Heel 58 next Thursday. Until next time.
Get your poom poom.